Last Pentecost Sunday, I preached about what the Holy Spirit does for us. First, He gives us the strength to overcome the world. If we take in anything of the world, at first He gives us a warning in our hearts. He groans in God's children's hearts so they can feel His groanings and turn away. Also, He gives us the strength to root out our love for the world. As we pray fervently, He also gives us His fullness. But we still need to make an effort in our own side. We need to make an effort. You need to pray. You need to come to church to pray. And you need to make up your mind to hate the worldly things and cut yourself from the taking in the worldly things. When you are a new beginner, newcomer, the Holy Spirit gives you a lot of strength, but you have grown in spirit, so you need to make an effort on your side. So you need to come to church to pray, and you have to make an effort. We need to obey the Holy Spirit's voice, which means we must put His word in practice. Then we will easily receive His fullness and His guidance. Not only does He help, but also consoles and encourages those who are trying to cast away their love for the world and to keep God's commandments. He gives us joy and peace, and also gives us financial blessing of health, which are visible blessings. And God lets us fulfill our heart's desires. It belongs to God. All the things belong to God. But the Holy Spirit helps us to receive such blessings. You have been given faith from above. You may have experienced this. Like, you have troubles in the workplace, but you come to church and you pray. And the Holy Spirit fills your heart in the prayer. Then all the problems that you have are just gone, and you feel really peaceful in your heart. That's the Holy Spirit's works. Have you felt the love of God and love of the Lord while praising? It's different from the worldly songs or music, popular music. It's different. Of course, you are sometimes touched by such worldly music, but it's totally different from what God gives us, from the praises to God. In this church, when you pray, you are given strength and you are touched in prayer by the Holy Spirit. But you need to make an effort when you come back to your workplace, or when you go to your school. You must not forget the grace that you have received in the church. Let's say students. Many students just forget about what they are taught in the class. Even though they are taught very well by their teachers, they soon forget about what they are taught in school. It's the same. You receive fullness of the Holy Spirit while praying in the church. You have to obey the word of the voice of the Holy Spirit when you come back to the world in your workplace. And then the fullness of the Holy Spirit is not momentary. The work of the Holy Spirit will continue in your workplace. Some people may say, I just feel that fullness in church, and it's not, I think it's just feeling. You may say this because you just forget about the grace. But if you make an effort to obey the word of God in your workplace by the fullness of the Holy Spirit you received during the prayer, you can keep the fullness of the Holy Spirit constantly in your workplace and your home. Above all, the Holy Spirit lets us feel the love of God the Father. He encourages those who are trying to live by the Word and leads them to experience and feel the love of God so that they can overcome the world easily. I talked about this message last time. A church member recently sent me his testimony after he listened to the previous message about the Holy Spirit's work that enables God's children to overcome the world. He said he had experienced such work of the Holy Spirit. So I'm giving his testimony. Parish 6, Deacon Donghyuk Ryu. While listening to Sunday morning service message, I empathize with the message very much because I myself experienced the work of the Holy Spirit. In April 2017, I wanted to live by the Word of God, but I could not do so. It troubled me a lot. It's the sign of the Holy Spirit. In the meantime, I made up my mind to stop watching any media, any movies or TV shows and playing computer games. It implies we need to make an effort. We have to try on our side. And he made up his mind like to stop watching any movies or TV shows just for a month. And he thought that he would continue if it worked well. At first, I thought it could be okay to watch news, but I did not even watch news since my heart told me not to. After 10 days, I went on a business trip to Jeju Island. While you receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit and obey His voice, you sometimes have fleshly thoughts. Because you are exposed to so many worldly things, of course, when you read the Bible all the time, you may be filled with the Holy Spirit all the time. But it's really a short time just praying and reading the Bible. Like, it's a very small portion of your life, actually. Like for 24 hours reading the Bible or praying, you may not spend that much time on praying or reading the Bible. So you are exposed to the worldly things and you may have fleshly thoughts while you are trying hard to receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit and living by the Word of God. So after 10 days during his business trip, he said, a thought came over me. Does God know what I'm doing? Of course, He must have known it, but I did not feel it directly. So I sometimes thought, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? With many thoughts sweeping over me, I was walking. Suddenly, I saw something like a heart shape. I saw it, and he said he was so touched by this heart shape. Just before he noticed this heart shape, he thought, does God really know what I'm doing? And he thought, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? With such thoughts sweeping over him, he was walking and all of a sudden he noticed this heart shape on the street. And he thought, right, God knows everything. He wants to encourage me. He expresses his love for me with this heart. And moreover, there were tears in the heart shape. I was reminded of senior. There were tear-shaped things in the heart shape. So I was reminded of Senior Pastor's tears. You also may have experienced such things.
when you are troubled because you take in the worldly things, you may feel the groanings of the Holy Spirit. But then you have to stop it. Stop taking the worldly things. But you cannot, so you may be troubled. But when you walk or when you pass by something, when you see something that is ordinary, you may feel the, you may have felt the love of God from such ordinary objects around you. When he saw this, he was touched by the Holy Spirit. He said, I realized that tears are always there in the love of God, the Lord, and the Shepherd. So I was strengthened and did not feel empty, though I did not take any worldly things. I could keep my heart under control. I think God was pleased with me. He allowed me to break the record of my best monthly sales performance that month. My tithe had been about $1,000 on average, but that month, I could give $1,400 that month. The blessings continued. Last April, I gave $3,200, and last May, $5,000. God gave me a lot of blessings. It was a great blessing. He received a lot of blessing last April. He said it was special to him in April. In the early April, there was Easter performance. He practiced. They needed the Easter performance, needed many singers. So Deacon Jonghwa Lee needed to practice the performance, and this Deacon Liu joined and helped Mrs. Bongnam Lee in Daniel prayer meeting with singing. Actually, he needed to go on a business trip, but he, with faith, he helped Mrs. Bongnam Lee. So he did not spend much time on his working for his working, but he received more blessings in April. Father God always gives us a blessing when we plant faith. God always gives us with amazing blessings when we plant our faith in His work. What I did was not something big, but I just showed my faith with a little bit of actions. But God expressed His great love and allowed me to feel His love and His tears. Through His testimony, we could feel the work of the Holy Spirit that guides us carefully. So, I hope you will always acknowledge and rely on the Holy Spirit who helps us. Let's now delve more into what the Holy Spirit does for us. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, secondly, the Holy Spirit guides us to realize the love of God. What kind of being is God to you? Is He the Almighty who performs mighty works? Is He God the Creator who sits on His throne? Both are right, but before that, God is our Father. He does not exist only on the heavenly throne, but He is our Father who is always next to us. He is the Father of our spirit and body. It is He who made our spirit, soul, and body. It is because it is God who gave us the seed of life. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 says, And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. Since the fall of Adam, mankind became children of the enemy devil, and they were separated from God. So they could not feel God's presence with them any longer. It is because of the wall of sin between God and mankind. That is why Jesus became atoning sacrifice so that we can come before God. Despite this, many people could not come before God on their own. So God also sent the Holy Spirit. When we accept the Lord as our Savior, we receive the right to become God's children. But it is not the end. We need to come closer and closer to God. Acts chapter 2 verse 38 says, Peter said to them, "Repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." When we acknowledge that we are sinners, repent, and accept the Lord as our Savior, we can be saved, and then God sends us the Holy Spirit as a gift. While the Lord leads us to return to God, the Holy Spirit helps us recover our relationship with God. The Holy Spirit helps us go before God more closely. And the Holy Spirit is the one who lets us realize that God is our Father. Romans chapter 8 verses 14 through 16 explains how He gives us the realization. "For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of slavery, leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, 'Abba, Father.' The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God." As we obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit and renew ourselves, we can call God as our Father. As we accept the Lord and receive the Holy Spirit, we come to call God Father, but at first, it is awkward to call Him Father. As we had been children of the devil standing against God, it is somewhat embarrassing. But as we cast away our old self, the slaves of the devil, and try to resemble God, that awkward feeling disappears and we feel an intimate closeness with Him. Newcomers, new believers, it is really hard for them to call God Father. And many churches do not teach them to call God Father. They just call God Almighty God. But they find themselves difficult to call God Father. I listened to a Christian broadcasting radio. They talked about God very many times, but they do not express God as Father. They keep saying God, God. But, you know, for us, it is a little bit awkward to call God just God. We are really feeling comfortable calling God our Father. Of course, when I preach, preachers need to explain about this because newcomers do not know why we call God Father. So in this altar, or when we preach, we need to call God just God or God the Father. But when we are praying personally, we are calling God Father. But think in the sight of God. How does He feel when we call Him Father? He may feel really good when we call Him Father. But even though you call Him Father, if you take in the worldly things and you just follow the pleasure of the world, you may find it really difficult to call Him Father. It is natural. So you need to be thankful for this kind of teaching, So you have been taught to call Him Father. It is really good for us to come before God closer and closer. The Holy Spirit helps us feel the closeness of, to God. And we can, He makes us feel more intimacy with God. Our love deepens. You may have experienced this. When you did not take in the worldly things and follow the truth, you may have wanted to see God so much and have been filled with the hope for heaven. Think about pictures or movies or some beautiful sceneries in foreign countries. Think about the beauty of the nature or water of the sea. What do you think? I just think heaven is better than this, a lot better than this. When you are full of the Holy Spirit, everything that you see is full just about heaven. Even the heart shape for Deacon Donghyuk Ryu, the heart shape on the street is love for God. When you are full of the Holy Spirit, everything works like this. On the contrary, if you take in the worldly things and follow the lust of the flesh, you may lose hope for heaven, and then you may think of God as fearful God of judgment, not God of love. You may think about, like, the car that if you're not full of hope for heaven, when you see something good of others, like a good car or a good house of others, you may be jealous. You may feel really envious. But if you are full of hope for heaven, you don't feel jealous. You don't feel envious. Even if you may feel jealous for a short while, the Holy Spirit moves our hearts not to feel envious or jealous. And the Holy Spirit helps us think like everything for me is in heaven. When you are full of the Holy Spirit, you don't have to think about that. Your heart is fixed on the heaven. If you think that, if you want to take in the worldly things and have more, and you lose hope for heaven. If you take in the worldly things and follow the lust of the flesh, you may lose hope for heaven, and then you may think of God as fearful God of judgment, not of God of love. It could happen to you if you do not obey the Holy Spirit's voice and guidance, even if you receive the Holy Spirit. When you see the nature, or like mountains and seas, If you to think about heavenly kingdom, it's good. But if you see the nature, like mountains and seas, and you think like I want to go to more trips. I want to go on more trips to foreign countries. When we said we want to go to foreign countries for a trip, Senior Pastor would say that heaven is better than all of that. If you are full of hope for heaven, you may think like him. So we may need to check ourselves and compare the time when you are full of the Holy Spirit with the time when you are not full of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who guides us to have more intimacy with God. Easily put, He guides the believers in their walks of faith after they accept the Lord. In what ways does the Holy Spirit guide them? He continually lets them understand about God and the heart of God through the Word. The Bible is written in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit knows even the depth of God. He knows the heart of God the most. As we understand the word of the Bible, then, it is not just some words written in the Bible that have nothing to do with us. The word becomes the living word of God working in us. It's really different. the word in the Bible. Like God in the Bible should become your God working in your life. It is the difference between faith as knowledge and faith, true faith. God parted the Red Sea and destroyed the city of Jericho. If you believe this, you don't have to worry about anything, even though you are faced with any trials or afflictions. God is the Almighty. Like the Egyptian soldiers followed the Israelites, and before them was the Red Sea. But through Moses, the faith of Moses, God parted the Red Sea, and the Israelites crossed the Red Sea on the dry land. And the Egyptian soldiers were put in under the deep water. This God is our God, and this God can solve our problems. And all the problems then just will be destroyed. It should be your faith. It should be your God. When you have problems, you should make the presence of God in your life, into your life. And then all the worries will be just gone. And you may be given faith one time in prayer, but next day you may lose the faith, but then you need to pray again. Father, last Daniel prayer meeting, you have given me faith to overcome this, all these difficulties. Father, please help me have such faith again. During prayer, you have been given faith, but you go back to the world and you just come back to the worries because you are seeing the troubles just before your eyes. Then you have to take the faith back out so that you can feel the presence of God, and you should pray to God, Father, please help me. Help me out. It should be spiritual faith. Only with the spirit of faith, God can solve your problems. The Holy Spirit gives us realization and assurance. And the Holy Spirit helps us believe God who is working for me, not just for the people in the Bible. And it is your own choice that holds on to the faith. And if you receive the faith in the prayer, if you are faced with troubles and difficulties, you should be reminded of the faith that you received during the prayer. Then you can overcome everything. Namely, we will change into those children who resemble God to the extent that we understand the word and practice it. Then we will feel the living God who is always working in us. We will know the invisible God so well, it will be as if we have met Him. We will feel how much love God has. The more clearly we know God and His heart, the closer the relationship will become that we have with Him. We will have deeper love for Him. During this trial, I have been given faith from God. Sometimes, of course, I feel tired. And like physically, I feel tired. But Mrs. Bong Lim Ni worried about me and prayed for me. But these experiences I have had these experiences many times. When I was weary, physically weary, even when I was having a hard time, I relied on God. Father, please help me. I'm tired, but I'm relying on you. My body has no strength, but Father, please help me. I'm preaching. I'm praying. I am leading this special divine healing meeting. At the time, my body was like all strength felt like be drained, but I did not. But I experienced the work of God. God gave me strength, and God gave me a lot of strength. And I have experienced this many more times these days. It becomes my faith. Father God gives me strength, and my faith has been increasing. And Father God gave me more strength when I am tired, and I am relying on Him more. When I confront that kind of situation with faith, I could receive faith and more strength from God. I'm just relying on God. I have just relied on God, and God gave me a lot of strength. And that experience became my faith. And Father God gave me strength. And He also gave me power, and He guaranteed everything that I did. Then, while undergoing such experiences, God has given me more strength and more stamina and physical strength. I really liked this love of God. Even though when I'm faced with difficulties, I can smile. I can be happy because of the love of God. Nobody can help me, but God the Father helped me. The love of God is really great, and it makes me so happy. So I'm coming to God closer and closer these days. I hope you will make this time of trial the time that you are going to God closer and closer. It is not difficult to live by the truth. It is really exciting. Then we can also live a life like the patriarchs who always walked with God. As we rely on God who is with us, we will be prosperous in everything. Since the Holy Spirit gives us realization in the Word of God and helps us obey it, we can come closer and closer to God every day and can abide in His love. We will live a happy life on earth until we go to heavenly kingdom. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will walk with God the Father through the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Holy Spirit, thirdly, will demolish our fleshly thoughts that we can never break with human strength and thereby lead many souls to salvation. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth." This means only when we receive the power of the Holy Spirit can we become true witnesses of the Lord. Why is that? The enemy devil and Satan instigated fleshly people to make many theories. They led people not to believe God and even stand against God. One of the examples is the theory of evolution. If we only preach the gospel in this generation overflowing with false knowledge and theories, not many people would accept the gospel. It's because strong fleshly thoughts surround the hearts of people, so there's no room through which the gospel goes into their hearts. So, to plant true faith in them as the witnesses of the Lord, we need to demolish their fleshly thoughts. Therefore, we need to show them the powerful works of the Holy Spirit that they have never imagined and human power can never do. We need to let them experience such works. Then, their fleshly thoughts will be destroyed and they will believe God. They will also believe the authenticity of the Bible. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that makes this happen. That is why Apostle Paul also said in Romans chapter 15, verses 17 through 19, "Therefore, in Christ Jesus, I have found reason for boasting in things pertaining to God." Of course, the Bible tells not to boast, but we need to boast of Jesus Christ. For I will not presume to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed, in the power of signs and wonders, in the power of the Spirit. Of course, Apostle Paul talked about the gospel of Jesus Christ. With the message, he showed the signs and wonders and powerful works, and he boasted of this. Apostle Paul meant that what he said was true, and it could be proved by the signs, wonders, and powerful works that he manifested by the power of the Holy Spirit. He emphasized this. He emphasized the power of God. Emphasizing the power of God is to glorify God. The power of handkerchief. It is not I who heal the sick with the handkerchief. It's not I. I'm really amazed sometimes. I'm so thankful to God because I'm just a little person. Really, can it really happen through me? It is God who works. It is the evidence of God. Even Apostle Paul emphasized this, the power of God. We can glorify God through the power of God. It is to glorify God and show the living God to people. He continued to say that the power, the work of the Holy Spirit, enabled the gospel to be spread more. Romans chapter 15, verse 19 says, "So that from Jerusalem and round about as far as Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ." Even Apostle Paul, who was well-versed in the law of God and was very intelligent, had to manifest the power of the Holy Spirit in order to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and God. He proved his messages by the powerful works and led many people to salvation. For man to be saved, their fleshly thoughts must be destroyed. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." It is the power of God that can destroy our thoughts and speculations and take them captive to the obedience of Christ. When we show the power of God, and when we solve the problems of people through the power of God, people can believe God, the existence of God. That is why Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 48, so Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe." The power of the Holy Spirit is powerful. It can destroy the fleshly thoughts, and it can plant true faith in people. It can give strength to go to New Jerusalem. We could see the power through senior pastors' overseas crusades in 2000s. Even in the countries that whose religion, national religions was not Christian, many people converted into Christianity. The enemy, devil, and Satan feared this power. So they tried to make evil schemes to stop the crusades from being held. But when senior pastor put his feet on that land, the power of God was manifested, and God achieved all the crusades successfully. You know, their postures changed. When senior pastor preached on the first day, the leaders and political leaders or some people in attendance looked arrogant in their posture. But on the second day, on the third day, their postures changed and they became humble and their hearts changed and they converted to Christianity. This power of God leads people to salvation. As Apostle Paul said, the powerful works made the gospel about the Lord as our Savior and God as the Creator spread around the world. However, not all people can perform the power of the Holy Spirit. It is because signs and wonders manifested by the Holy Spirit's power transcend the justice of the first heaven, which is this physical world, and even the second heaven, where the enemy devil and Satan exist. But in the spiritual realm, higher level can govern lower level. Thus, the Holy Spirit can work with His power through those who have fulfilled the justice of the third heaven in their hearts, that is, those who achieve the heart of spirit and the whole spirit. The power can govern the enemy, devil, and Satan. Actually, in this physical world, the enemy, devil, and Satan controls people. But when the power of God happens, the people who have been controlled by the enemy, devil, and Satan can come back to God. So that is why the enemy, devil, and Satan disturbed the work of the Holy Spirit. They may accuse. If someone shows the power of God, they may accuse him that saying, how can you give that person the power of God? They may accuse like this. So that's why God gives the power only to those who achieved the heart of spirit and whole spirit. The enemy, devil, and Satan are in the second heaven, and the demon possessed people are controlled by the enemy, devil, and Satan in second heaven. But when the people with the power of God cut the connection between the enemy, devil, and Satan and the demon-possessed people, and they are set free. So the Holy Spirit gives God's children constant realization and knock the doors on their hearts so that they can enter spirit and whole spirit. Although some of them have stood on the rock of faith, God does not stop there. He will lead such people all the more diligently so that they can cast off minute evil attributes in their hearts. God wants us to receive the power of God. God and the Holy Spirit really wants us to have the power of God. So that is why the Holy Spirit keeps helping us to change ourselves and renew ourselves. If you do not hate people, but you do not embrace other people, and you sometimes want to just avoid the people who hate you, then it is the lack of love. Then the Holy Spirit helps the people by giving groanings so that they can achieve a greater heart. You may say, oh, I don't hate people. But you have been just focusing on not hating people. But you may realize that avoiding them is also not good. So, and then you may think that, well, avoiding them is not faith. And having a hard time because of that people, even though I don't hate them, it's not good. It's not greater goodness. The Holy Spirit knocks on the door of your hearts like this. And you need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and change yourselves constantly. And through qualified children, through such qualified children, God will show His power by giving them the spiritual authority that can suppress the enemy devil and Satan and the strength that makes the impossible possible. Is there anybody who thinks among you, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a leader, so I don't need to receive the power of God? So you may just think that I don't need the power of God. You must not think like that. Asking the power of God, when you receive the power of God, you can cast away, you can help other people. Even though you received, you are persecuted on the earth, and you, even though you don't have many things on the earth, when you go to heaven, that's better. Like, going to heaven is better than having more on the earth. Of course, you may think like that. It's really hard to pray and cast away hatred. And it's really hard to, like, go to the level of, like, embracing even other people, like, broadening your heart. It's really hard. Why do I have to do this? You may think like that. I just will go to second heaven, second kingdom of heaven. New Jerusalem. There is New Jerusalem. You know, the level of wealth is different on this earth. If you really want to have more on the earth, you need to more hope for heaven. Because there, if you go to New Jerusalem, you can have all the things. If you are not full of the Holy Spirit, you are just making a choice to take in worldly things. So please do not do so. And please long for the power of God. Long to receive the power of God so that you can become leaders. Of course, with this power of God, the power of God is necessary in the seminars or meetings. But if you, it's not just necessary in the seminars or meetings. When you receive the power of God, you can enjoy many blessings in your life. It is beneficial for your life if you receive strength and power of God. You can receive God's love and overflowing blessing. You can receive financial blessings, stay healthy, and fulfill your heart's desires. God can give you more knowledge, and you can become leaders in your workplace, and you can receive financial blessings so that you can give more tithe. If you are qualified to receive the power of God, there is peace and unity at home and in the workplace. There's no darkness around you if you are qualified to receive the power of God. You can even help your family members and acquaintances when they are sick. You can, like small diseases, like illness, they can be led. You can pray for them and you can be healed. Then they can come to church. Also, you can bear much fruit and pile up many heavenly rewards by the Holy Spirit's guidance. Moreover, it is really a great blessing if you can do a great work of God like deacons Stephen and Philip, even if you are not a pastor. Therefore, we need to renew ourselves quickly and long to become leaders of strength and power. Such signs and wonders of the Holy Spirit will serve as solid evidence that enables people to believe God who is invisible. Luke chapter 18 verse 8 says, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" In this kind of end time, when it is hard for people to have true faith, all the greater and more amazing power of the Holy Spirit is inevitable. But the God of love has prepared the power of recreation that is beyond human imagination to reap abundant fruit in this very final step of human cultivation. By showing evident signs and wonders that no one can deny, He wants many souls in this end time to know Him and Jesus Christ, who is their Savior, and desires to lead them to salvation. Through this church, the world mission is being accomplished all the more. Thanks to the sacrifice of Senior Pastor, it has been achieved all the more greatly. You know, the Indonesian pastors came, visited this church, and Father God urged them to come. They came to Korea for another schedule, but before coming to the church, there was disturbance of the enemy, devil, and Satan. But they came, and Father God led them to this church, and they were touched and moved by the work of God here. Even in 2019, a lot of works of God through the handkerchief happened. And many pastors, and many missionaries, and many leaders in other countries, foreign countries, they do not change their hearts. They do not change their mind for Senior Pastor. Why is that? They have seen so many works of God manifested through Senior Pastor. You watched the Mami magazine last Friday, like a Moldova church, Manmin church, established the Manmin denomination there. Father God blessed them to open their own Manmin denomination there. God's heart is shown in fiery works of the Holy Spirit, and He has achieved His providence through the works. If you believe and long for this, I hope you will overcome this time of trials with joy, thanksgiving, and prayer. When we pray more fervently for the providence of the end time for this church and run more earnestly, God will be pleased with us and pour more of the Holy Spirit's work upon us. I hope that you will make this trial your shortcut towards New Jerusalem. Dear brothers and sisters, on last Pentecost and today, I explained in detail how the Holy Spirit works for us. First, the Holy Spirit gives us the strength to overcome the world. Second, through the Word, He lets us realize the heart of God, namely, the love of God. Third, He continually shows us the power of God so that our fleshly thoughts can be demolished. In order to receive such help of and stay filled with the Holy Spirit, we need to live in the truth and pray fervently. Unless we pray, we cannot stay full of the Holy Spirit, and we cannot but fall down by the attack of Satan. Then we may likely lose faith that we have. We need to check if we are running well towards New Jerusalem. check your prayer. Check if you pray just habitually. Check your Christian life very often. And remind yourselves of the time when you were full of the Holy Spirit. It's like the first love. In your first love, it must not be the long time ago memory. It should be just your present story. When you were full of the Holy Spirit, praises were always on your lips. You must have been so happy to pray and attend the services. When you prayed by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, something that you had never thought about came out from your lips. You must have been surprised by your prayer. I've never thought about this, but you may think like that. I have never thought about this, but in your prayer, I say something like this, something amazing like this, and it is the work of the Holy Spirit. When you spoke in tongues, you must have felt like you were in the air. You may have been sick, a little bit sick, like you may have caught a cold, and you came to church. In Daniel prayer meeting. And when you prayed in Daniel prayer meeting, it was healed and you may have been happy so much. God did not feel far away from you. He was just before you. Your heart was full of heaven. Even when you walked alone on a dark street, you were not afraid of anything. You constantly sang praises. All people you met looked so lovely. You did not feel tired even after you worked so hard for God. You found it easy to live by the word of God, and you were happy to work faithfully. You were not troubled even in difficulties and persecutions. You just looked to heavenly rewards and imagined that you would glorify God after all your difficulties were solved. It is like the Lord's disciples who overcame any suffering with faith, hope, and love after they witnessed the Lord's resurrection and ascension and received the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 5 verses 41 and 42 says, "So they went on their way from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for His name." They were pleased. They rejoiced. Because they were considered worthy to suffer shame for the Lord's name. They were reminded of the Beatitudes. Like, the Beatitudes say, when you are suffering for the name of the Lord, it is blessing. They may have been reminded of the word. And they rejoiced because they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for the Lord's name. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they kept right on teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. Even when they were imprisoned and beaten, when they were falsely accused and denied by people, they were full of the Holy Spirit so they could overcome anything. I hope all of you will march in this power and fullness of the Holy Spirit, not by your own strength and ability. And I hope you will recover fullness of the Holy Spirit if you lose the fullness. You need to recover the fullness quickly. It's a serious problem. When the Holy Spirit helps us, we can do anything. We can be changed. We can increase our faith. We can protect the kingdom of God and even extend this kingdom. We can keep healthy. We can receive blessing when we come in and when we go out. We will be happy. Eventually, we can enter New Jerusalem. We can be at peace even in trials and difficulties. John chapter 14, verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." I pray in the name of the Lord that you will always achieve victories by the help of the Holy Spirit, and your life will be full of peace.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers: stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.